I greet you all in the name of our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
And it is a privilege to be with you again.
Es un privilegio estar con ustedes de nuevo.
I was here last time, October 2007.
Yo estaba aquí en octubre de 2007.
And it was nice to have a communion together. It reminds us the foundations of our faith.
Nos recuerda de los fundamentos de nuestra fe.
That whole of our life is depending on Christ and his offering there on the Calvary.
Que toda nuestra vida depende de la oferta que Jesucristo hizo en el Calvario.
And it also mentions us that only through His blood, there is life for us.
Y solo a través de su sangre hay vida para nosotros.
Without His blood, we could live here in the earth.
Sin su sangre no podemos vivir en paz aquí en la tierra.
And today I want to teach something about gifts of spirits.
Hoy quiero compartir algo acerca de los dones espirituales.
I'm not so exactly teaching every gift, what they are.
No estoy enseñando cada don y qué es.
Because it would take too much time.
Porque tomaría demasiado tiempo.
But I'm sharing some basic truths.
Entonces, estoy compartiendo algunas verdades básicas.
That it may be easier for us to receive them, the gifts.
Para que puede ser más fácil que recibiéramos los dones espirituales.
And easier to use them.
Y más fácil en el uso de los dones espirituales.
And also to handle the problems if they come in use of gifts.
Y también cómo enfrentar los problemas que pasan cuando hay el uso de los dones.
And we start from Romans chapter 6. And verse 23.
Empezamos en Romanos capítulo 6, versículo 23.
Maybe we read 22 and 23. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Versículo 22 y 23. Mas ahora que habéis sido libertados del pecado y hechos siervos de Dios, tenéis por vuestro fruto la santificación y como fin la vida eterna, porque la paga del pecado es muerte, mas la dádiva de Dios es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro.
I start these verses because I want to mention as a born again Christians, we have already received the greatest gift, which is eternal life in Christ.
Yo comienzo con esta escritura porque como cristianos tenemos el don más grande que es el don de vida eterna.
And that idea we have to remember all the time.
Y tenemos que recordar eso todo el tiempo.
I already have the biggest gift.
Yo ya tengo el don más grande que hay.
Eternal life.
Es el vida eterna.
But then when we talk about gifts of spirit,
pero cuando empezamos a hablar de los dones espirituales,
they are for this age.
Son para esta temporada.
We can say they are like the tools.
Son como los herramientas.
To do the work for the Lord.
Para hacer la obra para el Señor Jesucristo.
And then there are two different ideas in the New Testament.
Hay dos ideas, dos diferentes ideas en el Nuevo.
There are ministries.
Hay ministerios.
And there are gifts.
Y hay dones.
And I want to take an example.
Y voy a dar un ejemplo.
If there is a carpenter,
si hay un carpintero,
it could describe the ministry.
Puedes describir el ministerio a través del trabajo del carpintero.
But he can't do his work.
Pero él no puede hacer su trabajo.
If he don't have his tools.
Si él no tiene las herramientas para su trabajo.
So there is a separation. There are ministries and there are gifts.
Entonces hay ministerios y hay dones.
And later I handle one question. Sometimes we mix something together of these two words and it makes confusion among the congregation. But we go later to that subject.
Algunos me han preguntado, tienen una confusión, y después voy a dirigirme a esa confusión.
And the next verse is also here from Romans chapter 12 and 4 to 7.
Vamos al capítulo 12 del mismo libro de Romanos.
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberally, he who leads with diligence, he who sows mercy with, how you say, cheerfulness.
Cheerfulness.
Okay.
Versículo 5. Así nosotros, siendo muchos, somos un cuerpo en Cristo y todos miembros los unos de los otros. De manera que, teniendo diferentes dones según la gracia que nos es dada, si el de profecía, úsese conforme a la medida de la fe, o si de servicio, en servir, o el que enseña, en la enseñanza, el que exhorta, en la exhortación, y el que reparte con liberalidad, y el que preside con solicitud, el que hace misericordia con alegría.
So it means that God gives those gifts for use.
Entonces eso significa que Dios les da estos dones para el uso.
To serve sisters and brothers.
Para servir a sus hermanos y sus hermanas.
But also they are in use when we are bringing souls to know the Christ.
Pero también son usados en traer almas a Cristo.
Here from USA came one married couple who were in ministry.
Una pareja en el ministerio vinieron de Estados Unidos a Finlandia.
And they were having there a 2 weeks campaign.
Y estaban en una campaña de 2 semanas.
And that lady was talking in her speech. That lady was talking about his speech. What happened in aeroplane once when they were driving. When they're flying with her husband.
La señora testificó de un incidente que tuvieron en el vuelo hacia Arabia Saudita.
They were sitting there in the aeroplane.
Estaban sentados en el avión.
And other side of the aisle there was a man.
Al otro lado de la fila había un señor sentado ahí.
And suddenly the Holy Spirit was reading one word above that man.
Y ella vio el Espíritu Santo escribir una palabra sobre la cabeza de este hombre.
And the word was adultery.
Y la palabra era adulterio.
And that lady said it was very hard her to go to say that to the man.
Y la señora tuvo mucha lucha en ir y decirlo al señor.
But she understood that she had to obey the Lord.
Pero entendió que ella tenía que obedecer lo que estaba viendo.
And then she went to greet that man.
Entonces se acercó a saludar.
And said very polite way to him.
Y dijo en una forma muy...
You are living in adultery.
Usted está viviendo en adulterio.
And that man asked, how you know it?
Y el hombre le preguntó, ¿y cómo sabes eso?
Holy Spirit just told it to me.
Y dijo, bueno, el Espíritu Santo me lo dijo.
And what happened?
¿Y qué pasó?
That man received Jesus as his personal Savior.
Señor, después de ministrarle, recibió al Señor Jesucristo.
And what happened next?
¿Y qué pasó enseguida?
Then man left his place there in plane.
El señor se levantó de su lugar en el
and avión. Went back there somewhere in the plane.
Se fue atrás donde están los baños, ¿no?
And there was sitting his wife.
Y ahí estaba sentado.
His wife was sitting there.
Y su esposa estaba sentado ahí.
And he went to confess to her to his wife.
Y se fue a confesar a su esposa.
I have broken our marriage.
Yo he roto nuestro matrimonio.
I ask repentance.
Yo pido perdón y me arrepiento.
And what happened?
¿Y qué pasó?
After 10 minutes,
después de 10 minutos,
that woman also received Jesus as her personal Savior.
Esa misma señora recibió a Jesucristo como su Salvador y Señor.
So the gifts of spirits are tools.
Entonces los dones del Espíritu son herramientas.
They are for real use.
Para el uso.
And God wants that we use them.
Y Dios quiere que los usamos.
And are bold with them.
Y que seamos audaces.
Even among the unbelievers.
Aún entre los no creyentes.
Because they are like the net.
Porque son como la red.
They will bring people into the kingdom of God.
Las personas al reino de Dios.
And next verse we see 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7.
Ahora vamos a ver en 1 Corintios capítulo 1, versículo 7.
Maybe you read from 4 to 7. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Versículo 4:7. Gracias doy a mi Dios siempre por vosotros, por la gracia de Dios que os fue dada en Cristo Jesús, porque en todas las cosas fuisteis enriquecidos en él, y de toda palabra y en toda ciencia, así como el testimonio acerca de Cristo ha sido confirmado en vosotros, de tal manera que nada os falta en ningún don, esperando la manifestación de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
So I want to point something about what this means, so that you come short in no gift, what it means.
Entonces quiero elaborar acerca de esto para que entiendas qué es este don.
It means that God will give everybody some gift.
Significa que Dios va a dar dones o dotar a cada uno.
Even many gifts for everybody.
Aún muchos dones para la misma persona.
He is rich God.
Él es muy rico. Yeah.
And he is planting through his riches.
Y él quiere dar sus riquezas a nosotros.
He wants that our vessel is overflowing his spirit.
Él quiere que nuestra vasija sea rebosando con su Espíritu Santo.
And also overflowing the using the gifts of God.
Y también los dones saliendo rebosando de nosotros.
I have once been in congregation.
He estado en congregaciones.
We were in one meeting.
En una reunión.
Nearly everyone was prophesying.
Casi todo, cada uno estaba profetizando.
It was like a heaven in earth.
Parecía el cielo aquí en la tierra.
You could really feel there that Christ was there in that meeting.
Cristo estaba presente.
So let's have thirst and hunger for the gifts of spirit.
Necesitamos tener hambre y sed para los dones espirituales.
Normally the start to the gift is that you become filled with the Spirit of God.
Para comenzar en estos dones tienes que llegar a ser uno con el Espíritu de Dios.
Even when when Philip went to Samaria,
cuando Felipe se fue a Samaria
and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to them,
y predicó el Evangelio de Jesucristo,
and they became believers,
llegaron a ser creyentes.
And later apostles went there,
después los apóstoles se fueron,
and laid the hands above them,
y pusieron manos sobre ellos.
They became filled with Spirit.
Y llegaron a ser llenos del Espíritu Santo.
They were speaking tongues.
Hablaban en lenguas.
But also they were prophesying already that hour.
Y estaban profetizando la gente.
And God do his work same way this age.
Y Dios está haciendo de la misma forma hoy en día.
And God has his the order how he makes everything.
Dios tiene como un orden en cómo él crea las cosas.
He sent word to his congregation, the apostles and prophets.
Primero envió a su iglesia a los apóstoles y profetas.
And then he gave all other ministries and after that all gifts.
De ahí dio otros ministerios y también dones.
It's here in verse Corinthians chapter 12 and verse
28.
And God has appointed this in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, varieties of tongues.
Versículo 28, y a unos puso Dios en la iglesia, primeramente apóstoles, luego profetas, lo tercero maestros, luego los que hacen milagros, después los que sanan, los que ayudan, los que administran, los que tienen dones de lenguas.
And God is still doing his work this way.
Y Dios sigue dando a la iglesia de esta forma.
Many times Christians are praying there alone.
Muchas veces cristianos están orando solos.
And ask the Lord, give me this gift.
Y pidiendo, Señor, dame este don.
But not so often it's really come directly from heaven.
Pero realmente viene directo de los cielos.
Most of time there is somebody who lays hands upon you.
Mayoría de veces es porque alguien fue el transmitor y le puso mano sobre ti.
And then you receive the gift.
Y ahí recibiste el don.
And that's God's main way to do that work.
Y esa es la forma más común que Dios hace.
I know also some person who has been filled with spirit in their loneliness.
Yo conozco personas que a solas recibieron el Espíritu.
But it don't happen so often.
Pero no es muy común eso.
When I was young Christian,
cuando fui cristiano joven,
I went to one big Christian conference in Sweden.
Fui a una conferencia en Suecia.
And I was there there was like a break with the meeting.
Había una línea de oración.
I was waiting to get my coffee there.
Yo esperando allí donde se sirve el café.
And suddenly there came the prophet of God.
Y de repente vino el profeta de Dios.
And he said, I have something to say to you.
Y dijo, yo tengo algo que decirte.
And he said that God has called you into the ministry.
Y dijo, Dios te ha llamado al ministerio.
And I will pray for you.
Y voy a orar por ti.
That you will receive some gifts for that.
Para que tú recibas.
And then I was very open for God. And then start the next Bible lesson. And there start to cry the demon possessed person.
And
during that Bible lesson I decided
I had to do
something that demon possessed person can't disturb the next meeting. And then the break came. And we were there in very big hall. Maybe 90 or 100 feet by 90. And I decided, now I bound that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I said that this disturbing spirit, I bound you. And I command you to come into the light now. And maybe there are 100 feet in the other corner of the hall. There was that demon possessed person. There was that demon possessed person. I was praying in his language. And that man's mother language was Sweden. But straight away when I command that spirit to come in light, that man start to run there, that back corner. Came in front of me. And then he started boxing. Kicking. But there was like the invisible fall between me and him. Sometimes his shoe came very close to my nose, maybe only one inch here. But it stopped. Then with me there were some Christian brothers from Finland. And they saw what was happening. And then they tried with the man's power to get that man calm. But that demon, possessed person was stronger. And then there came two pastors. And they came to help me. And then we together rebuked that spirit again. Then that man fall on the floor. And demon left him. And next meeting, there was not any more disturbing. So it means when you receive the gifts, straight away, after that receiving, there start a war. It was big surprise me because it start only 2 hours after I received the gift. And when I got a short break after that, when we handled that demon possessed person, and it was still the break there, and I was walking there in the hall, and there were maybe 250 years old ladies there sitting beside. Other one was praying her friend, and that he was praying for was crying. And Holy Spirit spoke to me. Go more close this. And then when I came close, God gave me some knowledge word. And I said to that young lady who was crying, Lord God will give you a new mind. And I just pointed him with my finger. Lord God will give you a new mind. And immensely he stopped crying. He raised up. And there came joy from heaven. And he really received a new mind. So that was in my life to start for the gifts. I could share many stories. But I don't want to leave you only stories. I want to leave the word of God to you today. So I want to plant like the seed that you will receive the gifts and start to use them, and that you will be faithful in that using. When you once start, you are going until he comes, until Jesus Christ comes, or until that day when the night comes when anybody can't do the work. That's exactly the word of God. Then there are some persons who even not believe that everyone could speak with new tongues. And for those persons it's very difficult to get to start to move in spirit and operate with the gifts of God. And this teaching that, oh, I'm not speaking with tongue, it raises up here from verse Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30.
El concepto que tienen y pasan es que en versículo 30 dice tienen todos dones de sanidad, hablan todos lenguas.
Here Paul is saying, do all have gifts of healings, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret.
Pablo está preguntando, ¿todos interpretan, hablan lenguas?
And those who says that all are not speaking tongues, they misunderstand this word.
Entonces los que piensan que no todos hablan en lenguas malinterpretan esa escritura.
We have to put these two sentences beside together.
Tenemos que juntar los dos frases.
Do all speak with tongues?
Todos hablan en lenguas.
Do all interpret?
Todos interpretan.
So it means exactly, if we understand right way,
si lo entiendes correctamente,
that all people are not speaking the tongues which other one could interpret.
Significa que no todos están hablando la lengua que todos otros pueden interpretar.
Because when you get filled with spirit, you receive, we call it like your prayer language. And it means that mostly only God understands what you speak. But then Paul teaches us, if you are praying with tongues, you have to pray that you can receive the interpretation. So it means you don't have it yet when you was filled with spirit, but you can ask it. And if you have this strong understanding from that verse, Do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, so I want to set you free from that. Because later we understand Paul's teaching, that he is really teaching that every can edify him or herself praying with those new tongues.
Porque Pablo luego en capítulo 14 enseña cómo el lengua celestial nos edifica a nuestra persona.
So it is here, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 4. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
En 14:4 dice, el que habla en lengua extraña a sí mismo se edifica, pero el que profetiza edifica la iglesia.
So it means that God wants to give this ability for every man to edify himself before his throne.
Eso significa que Dios quiere dar a cada hombre y mujer esa habilidad de edificarse con esas lenguas.
So it's a question, we have to receive it.
Yes,
the tongues. And we have to receive the tongues, new tongues, but also all gifts.
Pero también necesitamos recibir los dones.
Then I want to mention some things here, same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15.
En el mismo capítulo, versículo 15.
What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding.
Dice versículo 15, que pues oraré con el Espíritu, pero también oraré también con el entendimiento. Cantaré con el Espíritu, pero cantaré también con el entendimiento.
This word I means that you can put there your name.
Tú puedes poner tu nombre ahí.
I can put there Yari.
Puedo poner Yari ahí.
I, Yari, will pray with the Spirit.
Yo, Yari, oraré
and
con el Espíritu.
I, Yari, will also pray with the understanding.
Yo, Yari, también oraré con
and
el
I, Yari, will sing with the Spirit.
Yo, Yari, cantaré.
And I, Yari, will also sing with the understanding.
Yo, Yari, también cantaré con entendimiento.
This is this way I understand Paul's teaching. He is not teaching only what he do. He is teaching what we can do. Because his teaching is for us. And most of the Christians understand also this verse wrong way. They think it's so that there is singing in spirit, and opposite of it is singing in flesh. But that is not really its meaning.
Eso no es lo que está diciendo.
It means we can't do anything for God with carnal mind.
Lo que significa es que no podemos intentar hacer algo, alabarle con una mente carnal.
So only real meaning what I find for this verse is.
Porque el real significado de ese versículo que yo encuentro.
When Paul verse says, I will pray with the Spirit.
Cuando Pablo dice, oraré con el Espíritu.
Or I will sing with Spirit.
O cantaré con el Espíritu.
It means he is doing it with new tongues.
Él está cantando o orando.
And then he is praying with understanding or singing with understanding. What does it mean? He is doing it with his mother language or some other language he can speak with natural way. So these both things happens in spirit. Singing in tongues,
cantando en lenguas,
singing with your mother language.
O cantando con español.
They both happen in spirit. In Holy Spirit, they're happening in spirit. There is not flesh at all.
No hay carne metido, el concepto de
because we can't praise Lord in flesh.
Porque no se puede alabar al Señor en la carne.
So it is like the opportunity for us to sing to the Lord with new tongues and sing also our normal language.
Entonces es una oportunidad de que podemos cantar al Señor con nuestra lengua y oportunidad de hablar en oración al Señor con nuestra nueva lengua.
Because you call original church or apostolic church when it was founded, believers became together. Somebody had a hymn, somebody had a psalm.
En el primer movimiento apostólico, cuando se juntaban, alguien tenía una lengua, otro tenía una canción.
What it means?
Lo que significa.
They did not have any singing books,
no
song books.
No tenía algo escrito en el itinerario, por decirlo.
They came to the meeting.
Entraron a la reunión.
And they were sharing out things.
Y estaban compartiendo cosas
which they had received in loneliness when they had seeking the Lord in their home.
Que habían recibido en su tiempo con el Señor.
So they received them from the Lord.
Recibieron del Señor esas cosas.
And came to the church to
share
them out.
Y dieron lo que recibieron.
And still God can give you new songs in spirit.
El Señor puede darte nuevas canciones en lo espiritual.
Still somebody can receive the psalm.
Y también alguien puede recibir un
like David did, or like Solomon did, or some others did.
Salomón o otros escritores.
Because God is still same.
Porque es el mismo Señor.
So they have more deep spiritual meaning in the word.
Entonces tienen un profundo significado espiritual.
Then I return a little bit back, and when you have received the new tongues and you are edifying your and yourself.
Entonces cuando tú recibes tu lenguaje de oración en lenguas y estás edificándote a ti mismo.
It means that it is building you up in spirit.
Significa que tú estás siendo edificado en tu hombre espiritual.
It is making you stronger to do the work of Lord.
Está fortaleciendo para hacer la obra de Dios.
It helps you to receive wisdom from the Lord.
Te ayuda a recibir sabiduría de Dios.
How to do His work.
Cómo llevar a cabo su obra.
And also when you are praying, you really can ask if you are praying there in loneliness.
Y cuando estás a solas orando al Señor,
the Lord God will give you interpretation.
Debes orar que el Señor te da interpretación.
That you can understand what you are praying there in your loneliness.
Que puedes recibir e interpretar lo que tú estás orando en tu tiempo directo con el Señor.
So interpretation goes in two different levels.
Entonces, la interpretación sí funciona en los dos niveles.
When you pray alone,
cuando tú estás orando solos,
God can open your understanding, understand what you are praying. But then when you come to the church,
y cuando llegas a la congregación,
maybe there is somebody else who is praying with new tongues.
Y hay otro que está orando con nuevas lenguas también.
And you receive the interpretation.
Y tú recibes la interpretación de la lengua de esa otra persona.
But it also can happen this way.
También puede pasar así.
And you are speaking in tongues in meeting.
Y tú estás hablando en lenguas en la reunión.
And you yourself or yourself will receive also the interpretation.
Y tú mismo vas a recibir la interpretación.
But what my experience is, there is needed more faith to share out interpretation in church, like it is if you are at home praying alone and you understand what you are praying. It's a different thing if you do it among the other Christians.
Requiere más fe interpretar en la congregación que quizás cuando tú estás a solas recibiendo la interpretación del Señor.
But still there is that same gift operating.
Es el mismo don operando, no?
And same God, of course.
El mismo Señor.
And same love. And now all these things are based to one word. It's love.
Todo eso se ancla en una palabra, y esa palabra es amor.
Maybe it's if we are asking, Lord, give me spiritual gifts.
Si estás pidiendo al Señor, Señor, dame los dones espirituales.
Maybe it's wise to pray first, give me love.
Quizás es más sabio junto con esa oración.
Give me
amor.
Give me first love in Christ.
Dame el primer amor en Cristo.
It's here, still that chapter 14 in verse Corinthians, verse. First love and desire spiritual gift, but is personally that you may prophesy.
Do
you
como dice Pablo en capítulo 14, versículo 1, seguir el amor y procurar los dones espirituales.
So what is this text saying exactly for us?
Entonces, ¿qué está diciendo este texto?
It means that we have to have the love first.
Dice que primero tenemos que tener el amor bien cementado.
And it said also here in the beginning of chapter 13.
También dice en primer versículo de capítulo 13.
Also verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of tongues of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal.
Si yo hablase lenguas humanas o angélicas y no tengo amor, vengo a ser como metal que resuena y símbolo que retiñe.
So it means there has to be love when we are receiving the gifts of God.
Eso implica que hay que tener amor cuando recibimos los dones de Dios.
But it means also that we have still have the love when we are using them.
Y significa que mientras los usamos todavía mantenemos ese amor.
And I remember once one meeting in Middle Finland.
Recuerdo una reunión en Finlandia.
It starts 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 p.m. in the evening.
Empezó a las 6 en punto.
And it was ending 3 o'clock in the morning.
Y terminó a las 3 de la mañana.
And maybe that all preaching and praying and praising and took maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Y la canción y predicar y mover de dones como 3-4 horas.
And then start the intercession for people.
Y de ahí empezaron a tornar hacia la intercesión.
And many people had a great need.
Muchas personas tenían gran necesidad.
And maybe this time there had come all people who had deep problems.
Y muchos llegaron personas que tenían grandes problemas
in their life, and it took time to help them.
Y era el momento de ministrarles.
And then there, somebody had brought in the meeting a hitchhiker.
Y apareció alguien con uno que estaba así pidiendo.
There had been a man beside the road asking to drive. And he came to meeting. And he was the last who came to ask intercession. It was 2:30 in the morning. I was very tired. And I had to ask mercy from the Lord. Lord, help me that I could help this man with same love I had done for these others before. And then he came us and I asked, what young man, what is your need? And he said, I'm from India. I'm serving Buddha. And then I asked him, what you are expecting from the God of Israel? He said, I don't know, because I just was hitchhiking and I'm here. I'm a little bit under confused on what has happened this evening. But I have felt love here. Perhaps I want to know what is the secret for that love you have. Then I said him that there is a total difference with Christianity and with Buddhism or Hinduism or Muslims or everything, and because I am the servant of God, I have to tell you the truth. And he said, okay. And I said, all in this religion, their leader is still in grave. But our Christ has been resurrected. And I said him openly, dead Buddha can't help you. You can cry, you can stand with your head, but Buddha can't help you, because he's still in grave. But Christ is resurrected. So I prayed for him. He did not yet receive the Christ, but seed was planted. So we have mighty God, what we serve. Amen. Then when you have received the gifts, then you have to start to use them and going on with that using. Doesn't matter which gift you have received. God expects you and me to be faithful, to serve all people with same mind, with love. And I turn to the 2 Timothy chapter 1. Well, Paul gives some advice for young Timothy. I'm sorry, it's 2 Timothy. And it's still chapter 1. And verse 6 and 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Versículo 6. Por lo cual te aconsejo que avives el fuego del don de Dios que está en ti por la imposición de mis manos. Porque no nos ha dado Dios espíritu de cobardía, sino de poder, de amor y de dominio propio.
And in another place it says that the elders laid the hands upon Timothy.
También en otro lugar menciona que los ancianos impusieron manos sobre Timoteo.
Maybe he received gifts two times or even more.
Quizás recibió dones dos veces o más.
But I want to mention one thing here.
Pero quiero mencionar una cosa aquí.
Paul reminds Timothy to stir up the gift of God, which is in him.
Pablo le decía que avivas el don de Dios que está en ti.
And he did not so much teach Timothy here what it really means.
No tomó tiempo de enseñar a Timoteo de lo que significaba.
Of course, some of these next verses will be a little bit advices those. For example, therefore do not be ashamed of testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
What is this?
Next verse, 8.
Versículo 8 dice, por tanto, no te avergüenzas de dar testimonio de nuestro Señor, ni de mí, preso suyo, sino participa de las aflicciones por el Evangelio según el poder de Dios.
But I think so that most of that that meaning, what it meant in Timothy's life to stir up the gift, he had to start to seek the Lord.
Y para mí lo que Pablo está diciendo en avivar los dones espirituales es que Timoteo tenía que empezar de buscar
and ask from the Lord
y pedir del Señor
what this Paul's advice to me really means.
Y tú debes preguntar, Señor, ¿qué es el consejo de Pablo para mi vida?
Is there some problem in my when I'm using the gift of God?
¿Hay algún problema en el uso mío de los dones de Dios?
Have I missed something?
¿He perdido algo?
Have I forsaken the first love?
Quizás he dejado mi primer amor.
Or are there some other spirits which have come mixed with that gift?
O hay algunos espíritus mezclando el don.
So it's very personal thing.
Esto es algo muy personal.
If I say somebody here today,
si yo digo a alguien,
you have to stir up the gift of God in you.
Avivar el don de Dios en ti.
I can't exactly give that advice for that.
No puedo exactamente avisarte cómo.
Because only God knows man's heart.
Porque Dios solo conoce el corazón del hombre.
So it is wisdom.
Entonces, sabiduría.
To stop sometimes. And ask from the Lord, is there time in my life to start to stir up the gift of God again? Sometimes we fall like in routine service. We start to serve people same way, meeting after meeting, and we start to be like robots. And God don't like that.
Dios no le gusta eso.
He wants to use those gifts.
Él quiere usar sus dones.
Personality for personal help for those people who we are serving.
Para ayudar a las personas realmente que servamos.
I was reading a book where was some story about one service where former preacher Smith Wigglesworth was serving.
Yo estaba leyendo en un libro acerca de Smith Wigglesworth.
And in that service it happened when he had preached.
Y en esa reunión cuando después de predicar.
And there came a prayer queue.
Llegó un grupo para recibir.
People asking intercession.
Personas pidiendo intercesión.
And there came one man.
Y llegó un señor.
And he hit that man to his stomach.
Y pegó a este señor.
With his whole power. And then there came the elders, both sides of the brother Smith. That's enough. We do not let you to serve anymore in this church. And that man who hit to the stomach, he walled on the law. And when the elders came, he was still there on the floor. But then he jumped up.
Entonces, de repente, se saltó, brincó,
and he lifted up his finger
y levantó su dedo,
and said to those elders,
dijo a los ancianos,
do not stop, Brother Smith.
No pares a este hermano Smith.
Just that hour when he hit my stomach,
el momento que él me pegó en el estómago,
my stomach got total healed.
Mi estómago se sanó totalmente.
Let him serve next person. So meeting was going on. So it means that sometimes God is doing with this gift some dramatic things. We could not understand through our natural understanding. There happened in Sweden many years ago that there was a gospel campaign.
Había una campaña del evangelio.
And there was a preacher, a very well known preacher from Norway to preaching.
Llegó un predicador muy conocido de Noruega.
And there was maybe 8-year-old boy
había un chico de 8 años
who was raised up in Christian family.
Fue de una familia cristiana.
And he started to driving there in the city with his small bike. Sharing house by house the call to people to come into the meeting and meet the Jesus Christ. But maybe there had been already 5 evening those meetings. Maybe 5 meetings already had been. It was 10 days campaign and it was in half. And one evening that young child did not come in the meeting.
Y una noche, este chico de 8 años no llegó a la reunión.
And that preacher was preaching.
Y el predicador estaba predicando.
And when he was preaching and finishing his preaching,
y cuando terminó su predica,
there was running somebody inside to the meeting hall.
Estaba entrando corriendo alguien en la...
And brought a piece of note to the pulpit.
Trajo una notita al púlpito.
And there was a text that this young brother had had involved with his bike and the handle has gone into the stomach and he is danger to die in few hours.
La notita dijo que este chico de 8 años tuvo un accidente y el tubo penetró a su estómago y estaba grave, casi a la muerte.
And the preacher had to make his decision very quick.
Y el predicador tuvo que decidir ya rapidito en el momento.
And he said everybody there in the hall,
dijo, todos en este salón,
I make only altar call.
Voy a hacer solo una llamada.
Another Christian will help you this night.
Yo no voy a hacer el llamado de recibir al Señor. Otro cristiano te va a ayudar en esta noche.
I will hurry to the hospital.
Yo voy a ir al hospital.
And then the parents were waiting there outside the meeting place. And then they went to the hospital. And boy was there in the bed. Under the serious condition. And he had only weak voice left. And the preacher said that we will pray for you. But boy said, not yet. You have to sing one song before. And after that, when they had sing that song, there came down power of God. And doctors came next morning. Stomach was total healed. No any scarf left.
Una cicatriz había.
And then next evening, in the afternoon,
en ese mismo día, en la noche,
that boy was going on his ministry.
Este chico se montó en otro moto y seguía
and
su ministerio.
Going all around the city calling people to come in the meeting.
Por toda la ciudad, llamando a la...
And wherever he came to call people to come in the meeting,
donde él se fue a llamar a la gente,
People said, we already have heard your story.
Hemos oído su historia.
You were seriously hurt. And now you are healed.
Ahora estás sano.
We want to come to meeting.
Queremos venir a esa reunión.
And many hundred people gave their life to Jesus Christ. So God do his work so many ways.
Dios hace su trabajo en muchas formas.
Sometimes it looks like we are just losing the game.
A veces parece que estamos perdiendo la batalla.
But many times it really, the truth is that we are just getting the greatest victory in our life.
Pero la verdad es que estamos casi a la puerta de la mayoría de victoria en nuestras vidas.
That's why God asks us to be faithful.
Por eso Dios pide que seamos agradecidos.
But I can give you some general advice in how to stir up your gift. But remember this, that it is a personal question. Maybe more is needed. Because we are living in blood covenant. It means we have to live in repentance. If there is any problem with you and Jesus Christ, between that deep relationship, you have to correct it. If you have lost your first love, you have asked Lord wisdom how I can receive it again. And it might take time. Because sometimes it happens that when you are using the gifts, people don't understand you. And there comes misunderstanding. And sometimes maybe you won't succeed to use them. And you are in confusion because of that. So pray to Lord what you can do for that question. And then God is doing work through his word.
Dios está obrando a través de su palabra.
Read daily Bible.
Lea diariamente la palabra de Dios.
And pray with those new tongues.
Y ora con esas lenguas nuevas.
And if you don't have those new tongues yet,
y si no tienes esos tongues de lenguas nuevas todavía,
you may pray that you will receive them,
ora que los recibieras,
that you may edify your more deep faith.
Para que tú puedas ser edificado en tus
And sometimes the situation is so bad, it's only way out is start to pray and fast. And so other advice might be personal. You have to ask from the Lord what you could do if this is not working. So this minute. You okay? Yeah. And then I will finish this whole teaching from the verses from Paul. No, for the verses of Peter, what he says about spiritual gifts, and then after that we shortly will pray and finish this. It's verse Peter. And chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Y ahora en capítulo 4, primero de Pedro, versículo 10. Cada uno según el don ministrelo a los otros como buenos administradores de la multiforme gracia de Dios. Si alguno habla, habla conforme a las palabras de Dios. Si alguno ministra, ministre conforme al poder que Dios da, para que en todo sea Dios glorificado por Jesucristo, a quien pertenecen la gloria y el imperio por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
Let's pray. Lord God, we come in your holy presence.
Señor, venimos a tu santa presencia.
And we ask, give your thirsting and hunger for your gifts. And give us understanding and wisdom to use them. And help us to be faithful up into the end. Lord God, pour out your spirit. Pour out your power. Touch everyone's life here. Open these hearts to receive whatever you have prepared for them today. I thank your holy presence. I thank your help. I thank the first love. I thank the understanding, you Spirit of God. Gift of God. Hallelujah. Bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.